The Da Vinci Code by Dan Brown. Prologue, Louvre Museum, Paris, 10:46 p.m. Renowned curator Jacques Saunier staggered through the vaulted archway of the museum's grand gallery. He lunged for the nearest painting he could see, a Caravaggio. Grabbing the gilded frame, the 73-year-old man heaved the masterpiece toward himself, over and over. It finally tore from the wall and Saunier collapsed backward in a heap beneath the canvas. As he anticipated, a thundering iron gate fell nearby, barricading the entrance to the suite. The parquet floor shook. Far off, an alarm began to ring. The curator lay a moment, grasping for breath, taking stock. "I'm still alive." He crawled out from under the canvas and scanned the cavernous space for some place to hide. A voice spoke, chillingly close, "Do not move." The Diary of a Wimpy Kid by Jeff Kinney. September, Tuesday. First of all, let me get something straight. This is a journal, not a diary. I know what it says on the cover, but when Mom went out to buy this thing, I specifically told her to get one that didn't say diary on it. Great. All I need is for some jerk to catch me carrying this book around and get the wrong idea. The other thing I want to clear up right away is that this was Mom's idea, not mine. But if she thinks I'm going to write down my feelings in here or whatever, she's crazy. So just don't expect me to be all dear diary this and dear diary that. The only reason I agreed to do this at all was because I figured later on when I'm rich and famous, I'll have better things to do than answer people's stupid questions all day long. So this book is going to come in handy. Behind Enemy Lines by Bill Doyle. Chapter 6, Crossing the Line. Private Frank Thompson knew there might be trouble the second the blonde-haired woman answered the door of the small country house. "Hello, ma'am," Frank said, removing his uniform cap. "I'm here to gather supplies for the Union Army Hospital. I'm an orderly there." "Supplies?" the woman frowned. "For the Yankees?" "Yes, ma'am," Frank answered. "Anything you can spare would be much appreciated." The woman's frown deepened. "What am I in for here?" Frank wondered. It was March 1862, and the battle lines were blurred in this area of Virginia. The blonde woman could be a Yankee supporter who might help him, or she could be a Reb who would either slam the door in his face or maybe even try to kill him.